Today on the program, we're learning about a nonprofit organization called Inner City Capital Connections that is designed to help small businesses, and specifically how it will help small businesses here in Quincy. So we want to welcome to the program the two representatives, actually, to tell you a little bit more about this. Diego Portillo Mazal is with us as well, and also Indy Tavares. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's great to have you both here and talk a little bit about ICCC as an umbrella, and ICIC, right, Diego, is kind of the splinter group, if you will.
ICIC is the organization, and ICCC, or Inner City Capital Connections, is the program.
Okay, so
let's go.
Let's start from there and talk about the difference between those two.
Sure. So ICIC as an organization was founded right here in Massachusetts.
Okay.
Off the work done by Harvard Business School professor Michael Porter back in the early 90s. So Michael Porter wrote a paper talking about the needs and the potential for inner city communities across the country. Now, this was right after the LA uprisings, and there was a lot of sort of probable distrust of the idea that under-resourced communities or inner cities had real potential and real capacity for growth.
Was that the impetus for
creating the study and the organization? And out of that came this interest in what is it that small businesses need? And that small businesses are truly the engine for wealth creation, for community building, for growth in a community.
Okay, and so what does ICIC stand for? Let's start there.
So ICIC stands for the Initiative for Competitive Inner City.
Okay.
And that's the organization. Over the course
Started here. Massachusetts.
In Massachusetts. Okay. We're still based in Roxbury. Okay. We moved from Cambridge to Roxbury,
okay,
but that's where we're mostly based.
Okay.
We're now a national organization with 50 employees spread across 19 different states, but we do still hold very strongly in supporting particularly small businesses,
yep,
across their life in under-resourced communities. And I say under-resourced,
yeah,
communities as opposed to inner cities, partly because what we've seen in the last 30 years is the suburbanization of poverty, people being phased out of inner cities,
mm,
and gentrification of inner cities,
mm-hmm,
and people being displaced to the outsides as opposed to the insides of the cities as they were 30 years ago.
Well, I mean, a rural community could be just as under-resourced, right, as an inner city community.
Correct.
With the same challenges, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we today, as an organization, run 7 different programs to support small businesses in different ways.
Okay.
I am obviously biased, and I'm going to talk about the Inner City Capital Connections program, which was born out of the question going out to small business owners about their biggest challenge. 20 years ago, the biggest challenge that small businesses cited was access to capital.
Mm-hmm.
Today, if we ask those small businesses, it's still top 3. It's still out there.
You need money for a small business, right?
You need the opportunity to,
yeah,
access growth capital.
Sure.
So what we've created over this time is what we fondly call a mini MBA for established small businesses,
okay,
in under-resourced.
Okay. So this is not incubating new businesses.
Correct.
This is for small businesses already in existence.
As we go across the country, what we've often seen is that there's a lot of energy around incubating new businesses.
Mm-hmm.
There's great programs. So even here, we'll, mm-hmm, see programs like E4All and other such programs that do great at even SCORE, will take ideas and turn them into business.
Okay, so there's pathways for them already.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And then when they're 5 years in,
yeah,
7 years in, 8 years in, they're looking around and going, wait, there's not a program for me to now think about strategy or about marketing.
To grow, right?
To grow,
yeah,
to think about. What you find often, you'll find that there are a number of people who put out a shingle,
mm,
and started to do what they love,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and they've grown organically, they've grown naturally, and they're now not a cook.
Mm-hmm.
they're the owner of a restaurant that employs 25 people.
Sure.
Or they're no longer a barber, they're owner of a barber shop that employs 10 people.
Okay.
And they've never thought about a strategy or a marketing plan or a, how do I go to the next level from here?
I succeeded, now what? Right?
Yeah. It's funny, I was speaking with an alum in San Diego a few weeks ago, and they said, oh, I started this business making these vegan cookies because I couldn't find anything in the market that did this. People started asking me to make them, so I started making them for friends. Next thing I know, I'm selling them. And I woke up one day, and it was 10 years later, and I now have 25 employees.
Okay.
Like, well, there's a lot that you covered in I woke up one morning.
Right,
but
right.
In that moment, having the ability to take a step back, to take a moment to work on what you want your business to be, on expressing what your differentiators might be from the other Asian restaurant in Quincy,
sure.
because there are more than one.
Certainly.
So
yeah.
What is it that differentiates you? What allows you to hire the next person on purpose versus a help wanted sign on the door that says, I'll take whoever comes in the door.
Right, right. So is the ICIC more designed for, you know, current successful small businesses that want to grow and expand, or businesses, small businesses that are struggling?
I'd say that it tackles both.
Okay.
We find more often than not that the people who are coming to the program are plodding along. They're doing okay.
Yeah.
And okay is not a status they want to be in. They want to actually be successful.
Okay.
They want to take a next step. And in many cases, they just have not either had the educational background on how to be a business owner, or they have wanted to take that space and that time.
Mm-hmm.
Most business owners will tell you they're incredibly busy.
Sure.
And
yeah.
There isn't a lot of time to make that investment in your business to say, we're going to take a moment. We're going to take 40 hours over the course of 5 months to think about what it is that we want our business
okay.
to be.
So is that's the program, 40 hours over 5 months that
correct.
ICIC offers? How do you help them?
Indy
helps them.
So the program kicks off with what we call an opening seminar. From there, folks get to come in for the in-person experience, learn from two different top business professors, typically on strategy and artificial intelligence, because that's a big new thing
yes.
for small business owners. That's something that we added to the curriculum in the last couple of years because
okay.
we've seen it as a content piece that's super valuable but also ever-changing.
Mm.
So small business owners definitely need to hone in the skills on that. And we had an introductory course last year, but as we expand the program, every component gets revamped every year. So folks who participated last year, I know last year we had a couple of Quincy businesses come through. They are not going to learn the same exact content that they learned last year this year.
Okay.
Things get revamped year to year. So after that first initial in-person meeting, we go from in-person to virtual, and folks get to meet with us once a month to learn from a different top business professor on other topics that encompass our small MBA or mini MBA, and that includes marketing as well as talent management and leadership and entrepreneurial finance.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll come back for three different virtual sessions and have that, you know, physical touch point with us through Zoom, but as well as with an expert in that topic.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the opportunity to also continue to network with small business owners that are in their cohort. Something that we love to emphasize in our name is the connections piece.
Mm-hmm.
So we're always trying to make sure that in every touch point there is an opportunity for folks to connect, not only with us, the folks who coordinate the program, or the top business professors who lead those sessions, but as well as with each other. We've seen many different instances where small business owners tend to partner with each other or become customers of and patronize mm-hmm. each other's businesses. So we definitely want to give them the opportunity to continue to meet other business owners within their industry and other industries as well.
Yeah.
Throughout those pieces, they also have a self-paced opportunity where they can log on to our digital online modules, where they can deepen the learnings from those virtual sessions as well as that in-person opening seminar. So they have access to courses in strategy, marketing, finance,
oh, okay.
talent management, and they also have access to over 100 webinars that we've hosted in the last couple of years and live virtual events that we'll be hosting throughout the year as well. Okay. Folks have that opportunity to essentially design the program for their needs. So if they have big marketing needs, they have struggles with social media, they can focus their learning on that online modules, but also within the webinars that we offer as well. They also have the opportunity to meet with a capital coach too. So if their interest is to access capital, pitch for capital, but haven't had that experience, we require them to complete different documents to assess how ready they are for that capital, as well as meet with a coach. We ask them to meet twice, but a lot of the times these participants continue to meet and develop relationships with their mentor. So it's really what you make of it.
Okay.
Each piece of these components, the webinars, the digital learning mm-hmm. courses, the opening seminar, those virtual sessions, all count for credits. So it's really easy to rack up credits depending on how you want to attend this program. And quickly and surely, folks essentially achieve those 40 credits really quickly mm-hmm. in which they'll be eligible to attend our capstone event, which is a graduation where they'll receive a program certificate as well.
I was going to ask, what happens after the program is done? Okay, so they do graduate.
Yeah, so they do graduate, and there's a lot of graduate-specific opportunities. We invite our graduates to host webinars as well. We spotlight them at different events. Mm-hmm. We just had our annual conference last week in which participants are able to stand in front of a stage of hundreds of people and pitch for capital in a pitch contest.
Shark Tank kind of thing.
Exactly. Okay. We call it our gentler, kinder Shark Tank.
All right.
The critique and feedback is really positive yeah. and helpful. It's not made to diminish the
okay.
spirit. And it's really a great opportunity for folks who get involved as participants, but also viewers as well, because mm. they get to see how different small business owners across industries and across different products and services pitch for capital. And it's really helpful to hear not only how they do it, but mm. the feedback that the judges provide as well.
Sure, yeah. Do folks have to pay Indy to access the service? They do not.
They do not. So we are really blessed and lucky to have a lot of different sponsors who make this program entirely free for the participants
wow.
who apply to participate.
Okay. Who can participate and how does that happen?
So we have a website, a small business form website that folks can apply to, and it's icic.org.
Okay.
/ICCC/apply. It's about 5 to 10 minutes for folks to apply. And we just ask folks who've been in operations for about 3 years, mm-hmm. generating revenues for about 3 years, and folks who are ready to access tools like innovation tools like artificial intelligence, ready to access mentors and, you know, a curriculum across 5 months to apply.
Okay. And is it a rolling basis or are there certain times throughout the year when applications are accepted?
We're hosting a Greater Boston cohort on Wednesday, June 24th. So we asked folks to get their applications in before June 5th.
Oh, okay.
But we will also leave my contact information. If there's folks who can't apply by that date, I'm happy to make an exception for them.
Oh, very good. Okay. Exclusive to QATV viewers.
Exactly.
Well, I think the only piece that Indy didn't mention is that we are, as I said earlier, a national organization.
Yes.
So we run this program across 10 or 12 geographies a year.
Right.
So not only will there be a program hosted here in Quincy, which is our Greater Boston
sure.
program,
yeah.
Hosted in part by the city of Quincy.
Oh, okay.
And so this is coming out of funds from the city of Quincy and Quincy College being a great partner and the place where we will host it.
Mm-hmm.
But we will also be hosting a cohort in Springfield, Mass. Later in the fall and a fully virtual cohort in November. So if you do not get to participate in person in Quincy
yeah.
now in the next month or so, then we can have you participate in other ways later in the year.
So they're not geographically specific to their region?
We do try
yeah.
to be, because we are place-based and because a lot of those connections are going to be geographically located, yes.
Particularly for small businesses, right?
Yeah, 90% of the content is going to be relevant no matter where you are in the country.
See. Okay.
Strategy is strategy.
Okay.
But
I'm not a small business owner, so I don't know.
But the resources available.
Okay.
Like Indy talked about the capital coaching. The capital
yes.
coaching here in Quincy might be done by M&T bankers and Bank of America bankers
okay.
who are local,
yeah.
who are here in the community,
sure.
who can talk to you while while we call the coaching sort of a hypothetical scenario where the coach will sit with you and say, if you came into my institution with this set of documents and this ask, here's where we would have questions, here's how we get you ready for that, then you would want to be connected with a local banker.
Right, yes,
but
at that point, yeah.
The content itself and the work that you're going to do on your business could be done throughout the country.
Okay, so
and that annual conference that Indy just referenced is a national conference.
Oh, okay.
So we had little over 400 businesses from all the way from Hawaii to Boston participating in the conference.
Yeah.
People who had been out of the program for now 4 or 5 years who still see a reason to come back, reconnect, continue to do the mentoring, continue to come back for the resources and say, you know what, 5 years ago, I was really, really dealing with a marketing issue. And that was my focus. Now, we made it past that, we've grown, and now I'm ready to do the capital access
piece. I see. Okay.
Or now I'm hiring. I'm hiring a lot of people, and now I have a talent management question.
So they really can tailor it to their own individual needs.
Absolutely.
Within the business,
so we like that mix of build your own adventure with here's a structure. If you really need some support to get you through those 5 months, because we know life gets busy and too many options can be overwhelming at times, here's a pathway.
Okay.
You can do this pathway, or you can pick and choose and get your 40 hours worth of work in the ways that are most beneficial to your business.
Absolutely. So if there, I mean, if there's no charge, no cost for these programs and services, how is the ICIC funded?
As Indy mentioned, I think a lot of it is funded by banks and foundations, and in this particular case, as I mentioned, by the city, of Quincy, using economic development funds to support small businesses in the community.
Okay. Can you maybe give some success stories that folks could kind of grasp onto? You're
of
smiling.
Course.
You're
to
Diego, something's sticking out in your mind.
No, I think we always have a ton of successes, and I think Indy will talk about a Quincy alum that we had a chance to work with. But always, for me, it comes down to those success stories. And we also have an award scheme that we do every year where we celebrate the 100 fastest growing businesses in inner cities across the country or under-resourced communities. And I'm thinking that the second largest or fastest growing business this past year is a Massachusetts business called LJV Development, a construction business owned by a Latina woman veteran in construction. So those are those amazing tales of growth.
Yes.
But on the flip side of that, for me, sometimes some of those successes are knowing that a bookstore that we had, had talked to, who told me that they had been in operations for 8 years and never taken a vacation. The life of a business owner, we're here 24/7, and when we talked about it, and they figured out that the goal for the following year was to be able to take a week-long vacation.
Okay.
And so that meant they needed to hire at least one person and have it train them to the point where the business could operate for a week with them going on vacation. And they managed to do that, and that was a sort of a big success story in some ways.
Well, in that person's life, it certainly was a huge
success,
right?
Well,
yeah,
so
that was their goal, and they achieved it. So you can really set your own goals as a small business owner, right?
Yeah, we measure our success basically on top-line revenue growth, because it is an indicator of future growth.
To be a successful business, certainly. It has to be profitable, right?
Yep. Yeah. Employment growth, so jobs created in the community, because we truly do know that those jobs end up being filled by people in the community.
Sure.
So a job created by a restaurant in downtown Quincy will normally go to a Quincy local. Nobody's hiring from Springfield, Mass. to do.
Of course,
So those are And then, of course, Capital Access, because Capital Access is in our name as a third measure of success.
Sure, absolutely. There is a deadline approaching here in Quincy, right, to nominate a business to take part in this program. Is that right?
So yes. Folks can nominate businesses by June 5th as well.
June 5th, okay.
But again, we have tools for folks. If they're interested in nominating businesses, they can send their nominees information to me. We
okay.
also have an online form that's found on that collateral as well, where folks can nominate up to 5 different businesses
oh.
on that form also.
Okay. Why do they need to be nominated, Indy? What is this program for nominating businesses to participate? Is it somebody who's too shy on their own, or you know, why?
Well, we have a lot of small business owners who are focused on their business.
They're too busy?
Yes,
okay.
And a lot of small business owners don't take credit where credit is due.
Yeah.
So we work with a lot of amazing partners, local chambers of commerce,
yeah.
Different institutions who see these all-stars in their neighborhoods or patronize
yeah.
these coffee shops or barbershops and want to give them a helping hand of having access to these different resources. But again, the different connections that they can make in this program. It's not only about the education, but it's also about the different connections that they make, as well as if they need that capital, being able to know what resources are out there for them as
okay.
well. So there's a great opportunity for folks to nominate, because we also recognize our nominators as well.
Oh.
We give them a big shout out at all of our events, but also we try to spread the word for their initiatives as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A lot of the partners who nominate here have wonderful programs. Sometimes they have grants as well. So we are always trying to keep our ears out to the streets to see what things are going on out in the community, because we also can share that information to our alum who, again, are back into their businesses
yep.
and might not be looking for some of these things.
Okay, okay. So
and then while we're on that topic,
yeah.
you do not need to be nominated.
Okay.
So
yes.
you can
okay.
always sort of directly apply.
Okay.
If you say this,
all right.
this is for me, I really am interested, go ahead and apply.
Okay.
You do not need to be nominated.
Okay. Oh, so this is if folks have a friend that's running a business that just doesn't have time to do it or doesn't know about it, perhaps, should they inform that person that they're nominating them, do you think?
I would say so.
Absolutely.
I don't think anybody wants to get a phone call
Surprise.
From a mouthful of letters
right.
and
right.
say, oh, we're ICCC and you were nominated. Usually gets a, who nominated
well,
me?
Of course,
and
right.
what?
Yeah.
So, yes, please let them know that you nominated them, and there's, again, no cost.
No cost, right.
The yeah. cost, obviously, is 40 hours of
your
time,
right.
which is, for a lot of business owners, obviously what I see as a fairly strong investment in your business.
Absolutely. I forget what the statistic is, but is it as high as 90% of businesses in this country are considered small businesses?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And they are the largest employers
right.
of people, and so the very large organizations often have are not, in percentage wise,
yeah.
the biggest employers, whereas
yeah.
these local jobs are the big
yeah.
Change makers.
Did this program work in Los Angeles, Diego, with the impetus from where it started?
Yeah, it works incredibly well.
Okay.
What we've seen is that the participants who go through this program tend to grow 4 times faster
wow.
than their peers. They've accessed $2.6 billion in capital that we know of.
Mm-hmm.
These are just the people who then answer the surveys.
Yes, yes.
And they've created over 29,000 jobs over these that we can document. And again, these are net jobs
mm-hmm.
even after the pandemic and after all the closures. That's also one of the interesting pieces that we've seen. We saw an incredibly low number of businesses in our network closed during the pandemic. Why? I guess I'm only guessing here,
yeah.
but the fact that they had a network to turn to,
yeah.
That they could call somebody and say, hey, what have you guys heard about the PPP program?
Mm-hmm.
Who can I reach out to for a coaching session on
okay.
how to pivot my business in this moment. So we saw closure rates closer to 10% when we were hearing that 35% and 40% of black and brown businesses were closing across the country, and small businesses in inner cities or in downtown corridors were closing just because there's nobody there.
Sure.
What do you do with
right.
a restaurant in downtown Boston or if there's nobody in the offices in downtown Boston. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we saw incredible resilience, incredible growth, amazing recovery, and just this idea, as Indy said, of small businesses doing business with each other, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. not just with the big organizations, but turning around and saying, why am I printing at Kinko's when there's a local printer down the street,
sure.
who's also my cohort? Maybe no trashing Kinko's,
but rather making
the decision to say, I'm going to support another small business that I met through the cohort,
yes.
and I can get some of my work done in here. Do it here in Quincy or here in Greater Boston,
sure.
versus
nationally.
Sourcing nationally, yes.
Okay, all right. Again, website icic.org, right, is the main website to go to. Or Indy, to get a hold of you specifically, just email you.
Yes, and they can give me a call as well at 617-238-3030.
Okay, very good. Anything else we should share with folks right now?
No, we look forward to seeing you in Quincy on June 24th when we launch the cohort.
All right, and that'll be at Quincy College?
Yes, it will.
Okay, all right, we will look forward to seeing you then. Thank you both, really appreciate the opportunity to learn about this.
No, thank you.
We appreciate the time.
Oh, you're very welcome. And thanks for watching us here at AEM Quincy. I'm Joe Catalano. We'll see you next time.